everyone. Welcome to Stutter Talk, episode 515. Today, our big topic, our only topic, is talking about the International Fluency Association's Congress. That's going to be a conference in Lisbon, Portugal, from July 6th through 8th. I'm going to give out the website right here at the top, theifa.org, theifa.org, for all the details and links. And I'd like to welcome back Elaine Kelman and first-time guest Scott Palasik. Hey, guys.
Hello there.
How are you, Peter?
I am great. I'm so glad you guys are joining me. Ms. Kelman, Elaine, is in London, and Mr. Palasik, Scott, is in Ohio. So Elaine Kelman is clinical manager at the Michael Palin Center for Stammering Children in London, president of the International Fluency Association, a certified member of the Royal College of Speech and Language Therapists, and an international affiliate of ASHA. Mr. Palasik is a assistant professor at the University of Akron and developed a stuttering therapy approach called the Mindfulness Acceptance and Commitment Therapy Somatic Stuttering Treatment. Scott, is it safe to assume that you're going to be attending some of the Michael Boyle workshops or presentations or keynotes at the IFA? Because I think you guys have some similar interests.
He is just awesome. I've known him for several years now, and he's actually doing a keynote on stigmas, and he's a great subject. You know, his ideas are just fantastic, and he's actually a really a nice guy too, and down to earth. So I love him a lot.
Yeah, he's been on Stutter Talk a few times, and the listeners really responded well to him. Everybody loved Michael Boyle, so I know that we'll get him back on air sometime. Just a quick background of the conference, and then Elaine and Scott, you guys can tell us all about it. The International Fluency Association's World Congress on Cluttering, Stuttering, and Other Fluency Disorders is going to be held in Lisbon, Portugal, from July 6th through 8th. That's, of course, 2015. This event is a collaboration between the IFA, the International Fluency Association, and the International Cluttering Association. So I think at this point, we can just say IFA and ICA. And also, there's going to be representation from self-help organizations and individuals with stuttering and other fluency disorders. Again, the website is theifa.org. So Elaine, let's go to you first. The title of the Congress is Embracing Our Differences and Sharing Our Perspectives. What type of atmosphere is this title and the IFA trying to create?
Well, I think in the world of fluency disorders, there is wonderful mix, a cornucopia of people with really different thoughts about fluency disorders, really different approaches to it, different therapy methods that are used. And I think this is a wonderful forum where so many people can come together. It's not at all competitive or people trying to disprove one another, but just sharing all these different views in a very collegial atmosphere. I think it's just such a great opportunity to have these conversations face to face, and to hear what other people are thinking and what other people are doing, and just bring the whole thing together.
Yeah, that sounds great. I imagine, and I wish I could be there, because I'm looking at the program and it sounds just so amazing. It's like the World Series of stuttering. I mean, you've got people from all over the world, and we're going to get to that. But there's also going to be some debate too, because I mean, a lot of the topics might not, arouse debate. But I think like there's a presentation by Marie-Christine Franken on preschool stuttering. And I imagine that there might be some tough questions for her, right?
Well, I think what's great about her work is that what she's done is looked at different approaches with those young children who stutter, and looked at different methodologies and looked at the outcomes. And it's, some people would adhere very strictly to one method and you know, not use another. But I think what her research broadly demonstrates is a lot of these things have very similar outcomes. But it's really helpful to look at, you know, which one might suit one child more than another child. So any bits of information we can get about that as researchers and as clinicians is really going to help move our work forward. And I think create new questions for the future that will hopefully come up in presentations in the world congresses to come. It's, you know, there's so many unanswered questions at the moment. And her, I think her presentation has really helped us understand a lot of new things and help settle down some of the kind of there is only one way sort of thinking into everyone feeling, yeah, there are many different ways. And what we've got to do is do our best job for each individual child.
Yeah. I mean, that all sounds great. And I'm sitting here smiling because I do think that her work is so important. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of polite discussion. And I'd kind of like to be in the room for those question and answers because, you know, I've heard some pretty tough questions asked about her work, and I've asked her some of them myself on air, and I'd be really interested to hear her and so many of your other presenters talk on such a world stage. So, Scott, this next question's for you, and of course, Elaine can jump in too. There's going to be attendees from around the world. How many countries do you expect are going to be represented at the IFA Congress?
Well, I think there's... I'm going to be over 30 there countries, and you know, and if you look at the program, you know, there's all kinds of different topics, you know, about Jordan and Poland and China. So you're covering a lot of different areas and cultures and people, ideas and thoughts. And, you know, going back to what Elaine had said about all of us kind of gathering in the same place and just sharing all of our thoughts, you know, from all of these different, you know, cultures is so so key, you know. It's so important because we all have different backgrounds, and if we can shed some light on stuttering and on cluttering from all kinds of different angles, you know, it can help the field kind of paint a better the picture of the whole thing.
So, Elaine, I don't know if you get these kind of notes, but at Stutter Talk this week, I received notes on Facebook, some chat messages from people in Egypt and Pakistan, and they both said pretty much the same thing. I'm a stutterer, and there's no help for me here. I can't get any help. And the person in Egypt was looking for medication, and he said that there is no speech therapy here. So I'm looking for a drug. So I mean, isn't it kind of the hope that conferences like the IFA 2015 Congress will help, you know, people from around the world perhaps get more help or more attention?
Oh, that would be amazing. And I think it's such a challenge for us, those of us who have a more privileged circumstance, that, you know, where we can, we have colleagues around us, we have lots of wonderful research that we can read in our own language, and there's just so many resources that we have that, and there are people that just have nothing, both people that are trying to work with people with fluency disorders and obviously the people themselves who have the fluency disorders. And I think we have a responsibility to help where we can, but it's incredibly difficult to know what to do. And I think you know, IFA Congress is going to be a great moment. Some people will be coming, you know, from fairly difficult circumstances into that forum, and that must be very special. The fact that we can share the learning through transmissions that go out from IFA and then subsequent to IFA, you know, when we have the proceedings put up on the website so that those who haven't been able to attend can actually access, you know, the learning from it. So that those are small ways in which we can do things, but I there's much bigger work to be done. And it's a huge challenge for me as the sort of relatively new president to think, what can we be doing? And I know those that have gone before me have thought about this a great deal as well. And there's much that we should be doing because we have so much and we need to be sharing it.
Those are great points. This is Stutter Talk. Peter writes this with Elaine Kelman in London, who is clinical manager at the Michael Palin Center, and Scott Palasik, who is a person who stutters and an assistant professor at the University of Akron. So I got so many more questions to ask you about the conference and the facilities, but let's just go around and say one presentation or keynote that we're excited about. And I'll go first. And I'm not going to be there, but if I was going to be there, I'd really want to go see Tom Vitish's presentation on July 8th, and it's titled 10 Obstacles to Measure Outcome of Early Childhood Intervention. And Tom's actually going to be hosting for Stutter Talk from the IFA Congress, so we should expect some Dr. Vitish in interviews, and I'd love to hear him present because he's not a speech language pathologist, but he's a scientist, and he really pushes back pretty hard on our field. So I'd kind of like to hear his thoughts on what we could be doing better or what we should be looking at and what we're doing well. Scott, what presentation? I mean, I know there's so many, but could you just pull out one event that you're really looking forward to?
I can. And Peter, like you had said, there are so many here and they're all very vast too. But I think the one by Sarah Smith's Banstra on self-help groups enhancing student learning, I think that is such a valuable topic, you know, is to actually have students learn more about self-help groups in fluency disorders, and having them learn how to possibly navigate that, you know, doing group therapy or even being around groups of people who stutter is different than doing one-on-one therapy. So I'm really looking forward to that.
That's fantastic. And as I pass it back to Ms. Kelman, I'm just going to mention that my eye just caught a presentation by Per Alm on the integration of information from stuttering behavior and brain research and more. And wow, that's exciting. And I'd like to get a beer or a glass of wine with Nan Bernstein Ratner and Shelley Brundage and John Tetnautzke. I mean, there's just name after name of just great people. I see that Rosalie Schenker is presenting, and she's well known for her work. She does work with bilingualism and stuttering and Lidcombe. So there's just so much cool stuff. So I cheated. I just named a bunch of things. Ms. Kelman, what are you excited about?
Well, you know, I find it impossible to pick on one. And I think there's more of a theme for me, which I'm really intrigued by at the moment. And it's this, the whole issue of acceptance and what that means for us and what we're, how we're helping the people that we work with. Because quite often at the younger ages, you know, there might be quite a lot of work that's going towards helping them to get some control over their stammering, or, you know, having some kind of fluency goal. And at some point, that for some of them, that's changing into, yeah, maybe I'm going to continue to stutter, and acceptance is my route now. And it's kind of holding those in balance. And there's some really interesting presentations. So the team from iStar in Edmonton, Canada, are doing their presentation, their comprehensive fluency program, I think it's called, but talking about mindfulness with that. So obviously they've somehow incorporated something about sort of controlling the stammering with then something about, you know, accepting it and just sitting with it. So that, and then there's something from the team at City Lit in London who are talking about acceptance, not versus controlling it. And also the one about the social model of stammering, where, you know, maybe society needs to accept stammering rather than us working on the individual having to get it somehow under control. And I just think that whole, it's not a debate, but it's so broad. And I think seeing how what we can do can fit into that is just going to be fascinating.
Yeah, and it's so great. I just have to observe or reflect upon that we're talking about acceptance of stuttering like it's such a normal thing. And it's because of groups like the IFA and the work that we're all doing that we can do that. But only, 10 years ago, only yesterday, I mean, there's still people who push back hard against acceptance. But it's so refreshing that we talk about it like acceptance is just a part of our lives now.
And I think there will be people there who will still be pushing. And I think, you know, I think if it's someone who stutters who's pushing it, that's their prerogative. You know, it's fine if they say to them, no, I don't want to accept. I want to work on it. That's fair enough. I just think it's a very interesting debate. But I think I'm talking as a clinician here who doesn't stutter. And I think I'm in a place where I have to be incredibly thoughtful about someone's individual right to do what they want to do with their speech.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, sometimes folks talk about throwing in the towel on fluency. You know, I'm throwing in the towel on chasing fluency. But as you said, that's my personal choice. Yeah. So let me throw something out, and who's ever best prepared to answer this can jump in. So I assume that all the presentations will be in English. How much of a challenge is this? Was this a big discussion, or is it just something that you all have to do because that's the most dominant language right now?
When all of us had first started planning this in 2012, and that was our dominant language, I think. And I'm not sure of any challenges that have been seen.
I'm sure it's just the most enormous challenge. It feels really exclusive to do it just in English, because there would be such incredibly valuable contributions from people, you know, in their own language. But to make it accessible to a large group, it would be very, very expensive to get everything translated and to have interpreters and things like that. So I think it's a practical solution, but it's not necessarily the most desirable one.
Yeah. And, you know, I've noticed that when I used to attend, I say used to because now I have kids, but when I used to go every year to the National Stuttering Association, I would notice that some of my friends would stop coming. And then it's like, oh, yeah, they have kids now. And so, like, even things like childcare, I mean, if you have babies, you can't attend these conferences. So there's a lot of challenges to just participating in professionalism and self-help. I mean, it's always hard, right?
It's always hard. And, you know, I stopped doing congresses while I had babies, but fortunately they grow up and you can start coming again. So we'll look forward to having you back again, Scott.
Thank you. Thank you.
When your children are old enough.
So tell us about, I'm just going to say again, the International Fluency Association's Congress in conjunction with the ICA, the International Cluttering Association, is going to be in Lisbon, Portugal, July 6th through the 8th, 2015. For more information, go to theifa.org. Tell us about the facilities. I mean, the pictures make this place, I have to say place because I don't remember the name of the facility. It looks really great. Ms. Kelman, can you tell us about the facilities?
Well, I know that Lisbon, the town that this is being held in, is absolutely beautiful. They serve the most gorgeous coffee and the most delicious kind of custard tart things. So, oh, I wish you could come and have one of those, Peter. The Congress itself is being held in the university, which is in central Lisbon. I don't know the university, no, but it sounds like we're going to be very well catered for in terms of seminar rooms, and lunch is included in the Congress, and I'm sure that Portuguese food is going to be gorgeous. And then I think a lot of people are staying in hotels that are very near to the facility too. So it should be a very comfortable, a beautiful city to be in, but a very comfortable environment in which to, have our Congress.
Mm, excellent. So let's talk registration. When does registration close?
The actual closing date is the 8th of June, so we have not very long now. And there is a pre-conference workshop, which is all full up, so I'm afraid people can't register for that anymore. But there are still places for the Congress itself, and there's still places available for the post-Congress workshop.
So the culture here in the States is that a lot of people like me often don't pre-register for things. We just show up. Like, I'm going to friends here in North Carolina to their big annual conference, and I haven't registered, so I was planning to just show up. Can people just show up at the IFA Congress, or do they really have to pre-register?
I think pre-registration is definitely the preferred option, because things like refreshments are included in the price. And obviously, it would be very difficult to do the catering if a lot of people suddenly turned up on the day. The venue won't be equipped to do that. So it's definitely desirable that people would pre-register. However, I doubt that we would be turning people away at the door.
Mm. So I think I've said this or alluded to this, but the International Fluency Association and Stutter Talk are working together to get some Stutter Talk hosts at the Congress so we can report on it for really the world, to let the world know what's going on, the good work that the IFA and the ICA are doing. But why did the IFA seek collaboration with Stutter Talk?
I think you had said it extremely well, Peter, is that, this Congress is about the entire world, and actually bringing in all thoughts and ideas and having a conversation, and open conversation. And I think Stutter Talk is a great medium to get out all those thoughts, have people from around the world talk about the large range of topics from neurology to therapy and everything there. So it's a great pairing, I think. Hmm.
So
can I contribute to that?
Yeah, please.
I think it's a wonderful opportunity not only to have this open access to the topics that are being discussed at the conference, but also I love the conversational side to Stutter Talk, that it's not just someone presenting something and that's it. It's that someone can then come back and ask a question. And so these Stutter Talk interviews at Congress will just be a wonderful opportunity for someone to say, well, so what are the implications of what you're telling us? Or, what is a take-home message for a clinician? That sort of thing, I think, will really enrich people's experience of the Congress for those that have been there as well as those that can't get there.
Yeah, I that sounds great to me. I mean, I can't tell you how much I would love to go. I'd love to go as a person who stutters, as a professional, as a reporter and host, but I just can't get away right now. But I'm so happy that Stutter Talk is going to be represented there and can beam some good conversations out to the world from the IFA in Portugal. So I'm embarrassed. I should have asked this at the top of the show, but let me ask you all now. Scott, we'll go to you first. So for people who stutter, who are listening at home, will there be things, will there be presentations and poster sessions and workshops for people who stutter, who are not professionals, who are not speech language pathologists or researchers? Are there things there at the conference that they will get to?
Absolutely. In fact, there's several sessions where there are people who stutter who are sharing their past and their journey too, as well. And there's a lot of value in those thoughts and in those journeys. So yeah. Absolutely. And even if they attend a more, we'll say, therapist based session or poster, you know, it's them still learning about what's out there, you know, and about themselves.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, I would love to be there just to get a beer with some of the great professionals and stutterers and stuttering professionals there. I mean, Sarah McIntyre's there, a young professional, Walter Manning, Heather Grossman, who doesn't stutter, but sometimes I forget and think that she does. There's just so many great people there that I would love to spend time with. And I don't know if you guys are going to answer this, but here in the States, we sometimes joke that the most fun, the best conversations happen at the bar at the end of the day. Can we expect there's going to be a nice bar scene going on at the IFA in Portugal?
I think there's going to be a wonderful bar scene. Portuguese wine or Portuguese port. I'm sure they do some delicious beers. And this combination of people, it's got to be a marriage made in heaven. So I think there's going to be some very, very interesting, amusing exchanges going on, you know, when we've all put down our pens and papers and just relaxing together.
Yeah. And also the Lisbon has a kind of a musical style there called Fado, and it kind of tells the story of the sea. So I think while everybody is kind of relaxing and at the bar, I think that kind of music will help feed the dialogue.
That would be great. That sounds really interesting. Wow. I can taste the beer. I wish I could be there. That sounds really cool. Ms. Kelman, Elaine, can you tell us a little bit more about the sponsorships and the different workshops going on?
Yes. So before the conference, we have a very exciting event, which is the Stuttering Foundation has sponsored a basic clinical skills workshop, and it's happening on the Saturday and Sunday. So it's a morning session on Saturday, afternoon session on the Saturday, and a morning session on the Sunday. And the presenters are Marie-Christine Franken on preschool. I'm doing the one on working with children of primary school age, and then Walt Manning is doing the one on working with the older school age children. So a wonderful opportunity for people to do some skill development there before the Congress even starts. And then at the end of the Congress, we've got a one-day workshop with Ross Menzies on using CBT with people who stutter. So that will be very interesting too.
Wow. Again, it's very enticing. I wish I could be there. I assume Jane Fraser, the president of the Stuttering Foundation, is going to be there. And their materials and workshops have a huge international reach. Be great to get a glass of wine with her. I don't know what her favorite drink is. It's the end of the school year here, guys. Things are really busy, which is why I'm mentioning a glass of wine so much. Because at this point, we want to bring a bottle to work with us. Things are so busy. But I'm sure you guys experience that quite a bit. You know, there's something I want to ask you about, and I'm curious if there's even an answer to it. But some people in the international scene, like international listeners of Stutter Talks, sometimes will tell me, "You guys are too polite. You're so polite. In Europe, we're not this careful." Like, I hear that enough to make me think, well, maybe, you know, that's true. I mean, this is Europeans telling me this, not Americans, like pushing me to be, I think, perhaps more aggressive on air, which is not my style. Do you think that a bit of that's going to come through at the Congress? And the reason I bring it up is there's some presentations that I'm not going to name them, but I imagine they always cause a little controversy because some people just so strongly disagree with what the presenters are going to be saying. So do you expect a bit of that flavor to come out?
I'm hoping there's going to be some very healthy but respectful debate. So I'm hoping that people will be polite to one another. But I think it's really interesting and useful to hear people disagree and do it in an intelligent way rather than just to score points. But I'm really hoping that kind of debate will occur, yes, so that people can see there's more than one way of looking at something, more than one way of approaching something. And in the field of fluency disorders, I think that's more true than almost anywhere. So I do hope we will have that debate, yeah.
Well, guys, I think we've covered it all. So I want to thank Elaine Kelman in London and Scott Palaskas in, well, you work in Ohio, but I think you're joining us right now from Virginia. I want to thank you both for joining us today and remind the listeners that the IFA, the International Fluency Association Congress, which is in conjunction with the International Cluttering Association, is going to be in Lisbon, Portugal from July 6th through the 8th, 2015. For more information, go to theifa.org. Elaine and Scott, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And thanks, Peter. Thank you.